Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiya, happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of Monday Mail Time here on the Paranormal Activity Podcast channel. These episodes are all about you and your paranormal encounters. My name is Michelle, and every week I'll be dedicating an episode to you and your stories. If you've encountered anything paranormal, extraterrestrial, or unexplained, we want to hear from you. Oh, here comes the mail owl. Hello, mail owl. How are you today? You all right? Oh, good, good, good. Thank you for the mail. Right, well, this is a message from Jason. He says, "Hi, Michelle. I don't even know where to start as I'm quite excited. I'll start with Carlisle Castle. I was on a break from work as I work shifts at the time on a power station. I have a Volkswagen camper, so I packed up and went off on my adventures. I visited three places, mostly National Trust or English Heritage. But Carlisle Castle was my very first spooky experience and certainly answered my question when I visited the Inner Keep. I remember going down the staircase on the right, cellar dungeon in the middle. I remember there were a couple of visitors ahead of me up the stairs to see the other exhibits. I was the only person, so I looked at the cellar, moved on to the next part of the dungeon where the soldiers from the Jacobean War were left rot with no food or water, poor souls. So I was intrigued to what the licking stones were in the dungeon. I walked in, mobile phone in hand, in camera mode. I think there was a plinth on either side with another partition with a raised doorway. Fantastic graffiti left by the imprisoned soldiers. Highlanders, I guess. It was on the walls near this doorway. I stood in the doorway. It was very dark, cold and damp. My mobile phone in camera mode wouldn't focus as I wanted to take some pictures. Suddenly, something tugged on my coat. Nobody else was there. I never moved so quickly. Talk about crapping my pants. I ran outside beside myself with what had happened. So, after composing myself and dusting myself off like the brave man I am, I ventured back inside and finished seeing the other floors. After following other families, I got to the top floor. The last family had gone back downstairs. There was a diorama of the Battle of Culloden or Bannockburn. I can't quite remember. I was reading about the battle, but in the corner of my eye there were dark shadows, or what felt like, going round me. This was in June 2016-17, from Jason. Thanks for getting in touch, Jason. I love going on road trips, exploring places, especially old houses, castles and gardens. I went to Dover Castle last year and I couldn't resist sitting on the big replica throne. I could have stayed on that throne all afternoon, but there was a queue of people all waiting for their turn. Not been to Carlisle Castle, I had to go and look up the Licking Stones on their website. Oh my goodness. The pictures in my head of prisoners all trying to lick the walls to get a tiny bit of moisture. Yuck. It says that the stone had natural dips where the water would collect. It must be quite difficult to see much detail in the cold and grim surroundings of that dungeon. But you'd have thought that a phone camera might have helped. It's the kind of thing I'd try and do myself. The tug on the coat must have given you a start. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? The dungeons would have been crammed full of people, and so many poor souls not survived the conditions, let alone make it to whatever punishment had been lined up for them. So many possibilities as to what or who the Dark Shadow would have been. It sounds like it didn't put you off exploring, thankfully. It also sounds like you've got quite a few stories to share with us, Jason. And I really look forward to hearing from you again. I think we all want to know more, don't we, listeners? Who else has encountered something strange while visiting somewhere? These are exactly the sort of things we want to know about. Or if Jason's tale has struck a chord with you. Maybe you've been to Carlisle Castle too and had something similar happen. Do tell our team, won't you? Get in touch at contact@paranormalpod.co.uk or reach out via WhatsApp at 075 999 27537. It might be your story I read out next week. As always, Yvette is back on Thursday with our main episode and again on Saturday for the bonus episode. I'll be back same time, same place next week. I'll see you there. Have a lovely rest of your week. And remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.